This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day because you want to hear a word from God here today, and you've tuned into the right place. Because we're going to where God speaks, and that's what this program does. That's why I've named it this, WGOD Radio. You are now tuning into God's frequency, and we're going to hear whatever it is, whatever message the Lord has for you today. Now, the message for you today from the Word of God is coming in Galatians chapter 1. This is part 3 of a sermon I've cut into 4 parts, looking at the first chapter of Galatians. Now, I just wrapped up at church preaching this entire book. We just wrapped it up a week ago, and we're playing parts of this sermon in between our verse-by-verse study in Revelation. We'll be picking up here chapter 16 on Friday of this week, and then I'm sure all next week. In the meantime, we're in Galatians chapter 1 this week. We're looking at what the Apostle Paul said, what happened when the Lord Jesus Christ was revealed to him. It says, first of all, it says, when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son to me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. That is, when God told him to do something, he didn't go and ask someone else's opinion about it. But he went and he did it. And it says that Paul didn't become a believer until it pleased God. And this is what we looked at this week, you see. Bad things had to happen to good people first. The question is, do you trust in Almighty God? And do you know that He's faithful? God is faithful. Whatever it is that you're going through, God is faithful. He's got your back. He will see you through, but He's got a plan. And do you trust His plan? Do you trust the person and the character of God? That He is good. You see, bad things had to happen to good people first here. Due to Paul's sin, Christianity spread north, south, east, and west. And it said that when he received, he didn't go ask his Uncle Harry what he thought about it, or his mother, or his spouse. He wasn't married. Dare I say, no, we'll get to that here later. Enjoy this message here now, though. We're looking in Galatians chapter 1. Again, for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODontheair.net. These programs, there's over 5 years worth of podcasts uploaded here. Also, Facebook page, WGOD Radio, for more info on this ministry. Now, enjoy today's message here in the first chapter of Galatians.
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. And yet Paul says, when it pleased God to reveal his son in me. Look at what had to happen as a result of Paul's sin and his unbelief. Verse 4 again starts with this word, therefore. Again, on account of Paul's sin, this happened. The church spread on account of Paul's sin. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. This is why I said earlier, that bad things had to happen to good people. First, this is what Paul meant. This is what the Holy Spirit means when he says, all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called, or to those who are the called, according to his purpose. Now, Paul says, when it pleased God, this happened. And may I add to that, not a moment too soon. Pam was mentioning there in Sunday school, too, about how she seemed to get hindered or sidetracked prior to starting counseling. And you see, it's not going to happen until it pleases God. At the right time, just like Christmas, right? Galatians 4:4, at the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. And with Paul, salvation is when it pleased God. Let me ask you, are you waiting on the Lord for something in your life right now? Are you waiting on him to come through for something in your life? Certainly, if it's the will of God, it'll happen when it pleases God, not when it pleases you, sorry to say. His timetable. All things work together for good to those who love God. Look at Joseph. Look at all the bad things that happened to this guy. Got falsely accused of rape. Spent, I believe, 13 years in prison from 17 to 30 years old. He got sold into slavery. And he said, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. In order to bring about all this good that you see today, God meant it for good. I want to encourage you today, whatever it is that you're waiting on the Lord for, when it pleased God, he'll answer your prayers, if it's his will, according to his timetable, not yours. Trust in him. Even when it seems that bad things are happening to good people, or innocent bystanders, or to you. Once again, verse 15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, so that I might preach him among the heathen, or among the Gentiles, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. Well, I talk about mother's womb here. These verses are pregnant. Here's six quick points I want to share with you, just out of these two verses right here. Number one, like I said, when it pleased God, not when it pleases you. Number two, Paul was set aside before he was born. Not because God saw some potential in him. But when it pleased God, boy, talk about Planned Parenthood, huh? Number three, Paul was saved by grace. That is, he didn't earn it. He didn't have it coming to him. He was saved only by the grace of God. Again, we looked at here in Sunday school this morning. Paul was going to believe on this day he was knocked off his horse. Irresistible grace. Number four, God revealed his son, not necessarily to him, but the text said he revealed his son in him. You see that? He's probably revealed to a lot of people. But you've got to have the inner witness in order to believe and receive Christ. You cannot confess with your mouth what you do not believe in your heart. There's no such thing as fire insurance. You know what that is? That's people who have rejected Christ their whole life. Then on the last day of their life, they're going to, oh, in case you're really there, old guy with the beard, I guess I believe in you, or I believe that you are the Son of God. It's just like, say you're busy working on something and you're not paying any attention and your kid comes up to you and says, Dad, you mind if I go play on the freeway? And you say, sure, son, go ahead. I mean, that's confessing something with your mouth and not believing it in your heart. You can't believe in your heart unless if the Holy Spirit moves in your heart. I've heard it said before that repentance is a gift. Repentance is a gift from God. You can't repent if you're not moved in your heart. And if God's given you up, you're not going to repent. You're not going to think you're doing anything wrong. That's why he says, while it's still today, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. There's no assurance you're going to have remorse and repentance for your sins after you leave here today. I read this commentary here. Blinded as Paul had been to the deity of Jesus Christ, thinking the Nazarene was a fraud, God gave Paul an outward vision of Christ on the Damascus Road and later an inner revelation concerning the full significance of the person and work of the Savior. The purpose of this revelation was so that Paul might preach him among the Gentiles. And that's my point number five, is Jesus was revealed to him so that he would tell others about him. I would venture to say the Son of God has been revealed to you so that you would tell others about him as well. Pastor Paul does not recommend you bury your talent in the sand and then face the Lord on Judgment Day when he says, "What have you done with what I've given you?" Well, I was kind of busy that day. Football season started. Lastly, point number six, said he did not confer with flesh and blood. What does that mean? This means he didn't ask somebody else's opinion. When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I did not confer with flesh and blood. Neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those that were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia, that is, into the desert, and I returned again unto Damascus. Now here's God's message for you today. When the Lord reveals himself to you, it's not your place to go and ask someone else what their opinion might be about it. Sometimes you need to confer with people. Spouses need to confer with each other before they make an important decision. I can't go home and tell my wife tomorrow I've decided to buy the radio station for us. That don't cut it. But I'll tell you what, if God's put it in my heart to buy the radio station, she's going to already know it, because God's not the God of confusion. I read the other day in the Actually, another pastor told me, and I don't think I'd ever heard that before, that the angel Gabriel told both Joseph and Mary what to name Jesus. One, he stood before him face to face. The other says the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. He didn't say, I'm going to name this kid. This is what it is. They both knew because they had confirmation, because that's how God works. He confirms things. But sometimes some things aren't meant for you to go ask somebody else's opinion. You're just meant to go do them. And I think sometimes this is what Paul means when he says, I desire that you remain as I am. That is single. So you don't have to ask anyone. You can just go and do whatever the Lord's put on your heart. I think probably that's what he meant by that. Maybe he says, I want you to go start a business. Maybe he says, I want you to go write a book. It's not for you to ask somebody else.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.